Today we have the opportunity to make history to help make equality a reality for our mothers, our daughters, our granddaughters, and ourselves.
Invoking the memory of her ancestor, suffragist Alice Paul, who was jailed, beaten, and sent to an insane asylum for believing in women's equal rights, and who authored the Equal Right Amendment in 1923, nearly 100 years ago, New York Representative Carol Maloney spoke in favor of a resolution to help make the Equal Rights Act, or ERA, law of the land.
Equality has no time limit. With today's vote, we are one step closer to finally ratifying the Equal Rights Amendment so that the ERA can become the 28th Amendment to our Constitution. By enshrining gender equality in the Constitution, we give ourselves the legal bedrock to finally achieve justice for women in the workplace, in the courts, and beyond.
Proposed more than 40 years ago in Congress to expressly prohibit discrimination based on sex, lawmakers imposed a deadline for states to ratify the amendment to the U.S. Constitution by 1979, a deadline lawmakers later extended to 1982. It's now taken some states until recently to ratify it, like Virginia, which finally gave the three-quarters of states approval needed to amend the Constitution. But a judge earlier this month ruled those state ratifications didn't meet the 1982 deadline. That's why lawmakers now want to eliminate it. Many women Democrats wore all white outfits to commemorate the day, a nod to women's suffrage. When marchers would wear white dresses to symbolize femininity and purity of their cause. Here's California Representatives Jackie Speer of San Mateo County and Judy Chu of Sacramento and Lois Frankel of Florida.
We are the only country in the world with a written constitution that does not have a prohibition against sex discrimination.
It was not an accident that women were left out of the Constitution. The founders very much believed us to be unequal. We could not own property, vote, hold certain jobs, or even serve on a jury. And the impacts of that discrimination are still felt today. Women are paid less than men and still face discrimination for being pregnant. The founders were wrong, and this is our chance to fix it.
It took women 144 years from the birth of our nation to get the right to vote, even longer for women of color. It took 197 years to gain the legal right to an abortion, 198 years to be able to buy a home in our own name. And now, after 245 years have passed since the birth of our nation, isn't it time to pass the Equal Rights Amendment?
Four Republicans joined Democrats in passing the ERA resolution. The vote was mostly along party lines. Several Republican women, including Georgia freshman Marjorie Greene, voted against the ERA, arguing it could be a basis to protect abortion rights. Lawmakers also passed President Joe Biden's signature legislation, the Violence Against Women Act, first introduced in 1990 and reauthorized three more times since, noting the recent mass shooting of mostly Asian women at massage parlors in Georgia. Marilyn Strickland of Washington, who's of Black and Asian descent, spoke about the bill's relevance today.
The tragic shootings in Atlanta yesterday killed eight people, six of whom were Asian women. This crime has elements that we are trying to address here in Congress: gun violence, violence against women, and the meteoric rise of violence we are witnessing against the AAPI community. Racially motivated violence must be called out for exactly what it is, and we must stop making excuses or rebranding it as economic anxiety or sexual addiction.
The Violence Against Women Act passed with 29 Republicans joining Democrats, 244 yeas to 172 nays. It now heads to the Senate. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.